Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it.
Hello, hello, besties. Welcome to this week's episode of World Domination. Monica here, and I'm very excited to get into a workshop-style podcast today, which is going to be very practical. It might include some things that you don't expect on this journey, but this is why it works. Because let's be real, most strategies and things that are out there, they're too surface level, they're too superficial, they deal only with the conscious mind, which is 5%, doesn't make sense. And the subconscious mind, which is 95% and is in charge of our safety and our survival, well, that is what's going to determine whether we move forward or not. Okay, so I'm really, really excited to have you here for this episode around building your heart-led business in a way that actually thrives. Because here's the thing, this dream was not put on your heart for no reason. Like, it's so much bigger than you. Like, you're the ambassador for this thing, right? And this is going to be quite a spiritual episode, because you can't separate purpose from dreams. Like, it's not random. You know, like, I always talk to you guys about my obsession with the word desire, right? Because desire in Greek translates to of the Father, meaning that we can really trust those heart desires, you know, those soul desires. It's not random. It's very specific to you, and it's like you're chosen for this. And so it matters. And it matters if you don't act on it. It matters if you sit back and go, oh, that's a cool idea, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Like, it matters if you let fear dictate your entire life and the way that you move through the world. It's bigger than you, because your dream, your passion, the thing that you want to do is to serve other people. So if you choose to take the easy way out by not stepping up, right, we all miss out. True story. Okay, so firstly, I just want to acknowledge, like, the courage to show up for this episode, and then the courage to move. This is obviously the first step, right? The knowledge. Knowledge is power. But you've got to apply it. And a lot of people know, you know, they know, oh yeah, I should do this. I know that I keep doing this thing that's not good for me, but I choose to do it anyway. Well, this probably isn't for you, honestly, because I'm not going to talk you out of your crappy behavior. I say it with so much love, but if you're not ready, then you're not ready. This episode is for people that are ready. They're sick of their circumstances. They're sick of doing shit that they don't want to do for money. They're sick of not living in their purpose, not having the freedom, the time to be with their family, their friends, not feeling like purposeful and satisfied in their soul at the end of the day, right? So let's get into it. So I definitely recommend you guys getting a journal. This is going to be a little workshop thing. So I'm going to give you a lot of things to think about and to contemplate. So I highly recommend that you actually write them down and go away and really reflect and sit with this. And especially when, you know, when you hit resistance in your life, these notes are really useful to come back to. And you can remember, oh yeah, Mon told me this was going to happen. Like, I think one of the things that I found like really challenging on my journey was learning how to dance with fear. Because of course, the bigger our dreams, the more fear we're going to navigate. And I really didn't feel prepared on how to manage it, like how to deal with it. And it's so important, because when fear kicks in and it's big fear and it's like that nervous system panic of like, oh my God, like I'm running out of money. What am I going to do? I've got this massive bill that came in from nowhere, or my partner just left me, or big stuff happens, right? You get fired suddenly. these things are actually all happening for us, but the panic in our body can really take over, right? And we stop thinking logically. We actually stop remembering that this is all part of the process, and we go into panic mode, and that's when we can undo all of our work. So these things are just really important that we're going to cover today to give you an overview of the actual journey. And remember, at the end, like, well, the thing is, the journey never ends, right? Because you're never going to get to a point and go, okay, that's enough. You're going to get to the next point. You're going to go, oh my God, I could impact more. I want more. I want to create more. I want to build more. But it's not coming from a space of I need to in order to feel good enough. It's, this is so amazing. Like, look at all the people that I get to help. Look at the impact on my community. Look at all these people that I get to bless because I am blessed. And it's purpose. Because honestly, those other things, like, yeah, you'll get the money and you'll get the relationship, and that's awesome. The more that you have, the more that you'll overflow, right? But that's going to run out very quickly. And the deeper stuff's going to kick in, this desire to be of impact. That's the whole point. So let's talk about this journey. So number one, pen's ready. Looks like wand's ready. Pen's ready. Number one, decide what you want. And I'm talking specifics. This conversation, oh my God. I will say to people, okay, so tell me what you want. What are your goals? Where are we going? What are we creating? And they'll give me a list of what they don't want. Okay, I don't care. I say that with love, but no, I don't care. If you're still focusing on what you don't want, guess what you're creating? Because remember, your mind is a big filter. Like, it literally has a filtration system built in. You can Google this. And it's called generalize, distort, and delete. Which means that it's literally scanning the world looking for evidence of your beliefs. Which means that reality is actually quite neutral, right? It's all in the way that we perceive it, the meaning that we assign to it, and what we focus on. So what this looks like is, if you're focusing on, I don't want to be broke anymore. I don't want to be single anymore. I don't want all these health problems anymore. I don't want to be abandoned anymore. Okay, so your mind doesn't hear neutrals. It doesn't hear the don't or the not or the no. It hears abandoned. It hears health problems. It hears money problems, right? Because you're still actually focusing on the thing that you don't want. So, you know, if I say to you, don't think of a pink elephant. Like, you're thinking of a pink elephant, right? Or you're defiant and you've played this game before. But you know what I'm saying, right? So the key is, the first thing we're going to do is shift up your focus so you're actually moving in the direction of what you want, not what you don't want. So decide. Now here's another fun word play. The word decide actually means to cut off, which I love. So when you decide this, you decide, yeah, this is my business, $1 million business by the end of next year. I'm serious. This is the sort of vision you need to be having. You want to appear to be average. Don't let fear talk you out of it. Don't let the reality thing talk you out of it, okay? There are more millionaires on this planet right now than ever before. It's not unrealistic at all. So to decide, right, very clearly, you're going to decide what you want. Now, the framework that I use with my clients, which I have borrowed from my mentor, is this order. Write this down. Number one, happiness. Number two, health. Number three, love. Number four, wealth. Now, what you can start doing is actually creating a very crystal clear goal plan around this. So notice the order. We're starting with happiness because it's all going to trickle down, right? Now, this is where most people fall down, because they go for the wealth first. They think, or the love. They go for the relationships and the love, and they think, once I get those things, then I'll be happy. No, this is not how it works. If we're looking for the external world to make us happy, we've already failed. It's never going to come. But when we can create happiness now in the present, we naturally start to become a match for our other desires, right? And because we're not desperately clinging on to external things and chasing after them to make us feel better, we start to attract, right? Because what happens to things when you chase them? They run away. Now, these are universal laws, right? This is the law of detachment. So when you combine, you know, the law of attraction, which everyone knows about, you attract, like attracts like, right? So let's say at a practical level, you've decided $1 million business by Christmas next year. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is for you, whatever the goal is for you, right? Just hold that in your mind. So if you know, that's done, right? Because remember, your subconscious mind will go where you tell it to go. So you're attracting that now. You're like, you're already there in your mind. Christmas next year, celebrating your $1 million business. So you're going to start attracting that to you now. And you're going to start attracting the steps and the things that need to happen to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. Okay? So the thing is, though, that if you're doing that while at the same time freaking out, going, where is it? Holding on, like, I need this to be happy. I need this to feel successful. I need this to feel safe. You're not in alignment with it, right? And so you're not actually going to be able to receive it. So this matters, right? We're going to decide very clearly what we want, but then we're going to focus on our happiness, because then we're actually present in the moment. So what is happiness for you? And I mean, at a really practical level, what this looks like for me is like basic little things. It's not even what you'd imagine, right? Like for me, nature. I'm a water sign. So I like to water my water sign. Okay. So I love going to the beach, going to the river, being near water, being in nature. I'm a singer, so I always have music on. I'm learning hip hop dance right now. So I will dance, I will move, I will put on loud music. The happiness that brings me, right? Even like working on my goals, like it makes me happy. It feels good. So it means that I can then surrender and trust the process, right? Because I'm happy. So we're going to do this for all of your goals. So the next one will be health. You're going to figure out what that is for you. And it needs to feel good, right? This is your vision for your life. So do not feel like you have to do things, or it should be like this, or it should be like that. If your goal simply is to become more flexible or to feel really good in your skin, then that's the goal, right? That's the intention. But the key is that we're putting something new in your mind. When you're focusing on loving your body and feeling good and feeling healthy, then the way will be presented to you, right? But that as a focus is much better than, oh my God, I'm not good enough because I need to look younger, I need to look skinnier, I need to be this or that, right? I need bigger muscles or to whatever. It's just, we're going to switch that focus away from what we don't want towards what we want. Same with love. Getting clear on what you actually want, you actually desire, and then wealth. And we just want clear, specific goals with a date on them. Okay, so write all that down, pause, and then come back. Okay, so moving on to the next point. So in my training, I learned a word called ecology. And when it comes to this sort of thing, like life coaching, mindset coaching, what it's talking about is how this fits into your life, right? So you've just gone through and you've created all of these goals. Does this fit in your current world? Like if you're in like a really toxic relationship right now that makes you miserable, and you've talked about wanting to be married to the love of your life, like are you willing to actually release the things in your life right now that you don't want in order to create space for what you do want? Because if you're not, these goals will not work. Remember, your subconscious mind is 95% of your mind, and it is there for your safety, not your happiness. So if you feel like, oh my God, if I leave this person, it's going to be hell on earth, it's easier and safer for me to just stay put and sacrifice my happiness, then you're not going to be able to create this new reality until you start to decide, actually, no, I am worthy of more. I was not put on this earth to eat shit from other people that don't want to do the work. You know, like we have to start shifting our whole system in the direction of what we want, because until you feel safe to get it, you're not going to be able to let it in. So this is, this leads into my next, so number two is talking about identifying current belief systems, because this will literally rock your world in the best way. Because, like I say, like 95% of your mind is subconscious, okay? Which means that almost everything is outside of your conscious awareness. So how do we start to become aware of your belief systems when they're outside of your awareness? And we can do that by looking at what's showing up in your life. And people are always surprised when I know things about them, but it's really obvious. You know, like people will sit there and say, oh no, I believe that I'm worthy. And they're broke, they have awful self-esteem, they're chasing really toxic people who treat them like crap. And it's like, no, you don't. Like, you might think that you do at a conscious level, but dominantly, this is not in alignment with a belief system of someone who genuinely feels worthy and good enough, right? Because that person would be disgusted by this kind of behavior. This person would not settle. And this might sound harsh, you guys, but like, this is where we get to really take control back of our life and understand that our subconscious mind is there trying to keep us safe. And it likes the familiar, right? So for so many of us, and many of you guys know my story by now and all the trauma that I went through, this is how I literally changed my whole world, is I started to peel back layer by layer. What's going on here? Like, why does this thing keep showing up? Why do I keep attracting losers who are obsessed with me and then run away? You know, like, why do I keep attracting super avoidant, emotionally unavailable people? And when I start realizing, oh, this is a direct, like, mirror reflection of what I experienced as a child. So this is what feels safe to my system. I know how to deal with emotionally unavailable people because that's what I know. So actually learning to deal with healthy people was quite a process to train my system, right? But it starts with the awareness that it's coming from my unconscious mind. And then we can sit with that stuff without shame, without judging ourselves, simply understanding like, oh shit, my subconscious mind felt safer with this. It's actually so sad that I was taught that this is what love is as a little kid. And now I get to heal this so that I can heal my relationships moving forward. Yep. So this is going to show up in every single area of our life. And so often, like when you're hitting a block or resistance, let's say it's money, like you just can't seem to get through a certain level, or like it's always a struggle, or it's always so hard and you're always so scared. So there are unconscious beliefs playing out, and there's a part of you that feels safer staying in the lack. And again, when we shift that, so your system feels safer moving towards abundance, and you can do this, you can reverse engineer this yourself, right? So if you recognize like, oh my God, why does money run away from me? It's like, what beliefs do you have about money? Like, do you have a belief that there isn't enough? Because that's pretty obvious, right? If you believe there's not enough, guess what? Your mind, that filter, is going to prove you right. It's going to create that for you. But if you're like, no, I love money and I really desire to be wealthy, okay, and you've got your clear specific goal, right? $1 million by the end of next year. Then if we go deeper, what part of you feels safer? And 9 times out of 10, it's not about money. It's like you're afraid to be seen. You're afraid of rejection. You're afraid to be judged. You know that if you step up and truly go after your desires, it's going to open you up to being judged, to being rejected, to being hurt. And you don't want to deal with that. So you sabotage yourself unconsciously to not have enough money, so then you can use that as an excuse, right? See how clever this is? Like, this is why I love the subconscious mind, and this is how quickly we can create shifts. Like, I'm talking about like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of unearthing something from your unconscious that will totally change your life. This is not talking about it for years. This is going straight to the root, ripping it up, and then putting in measures to move you forward. Okay, so this is something you're going to do for the rest of your life. I do this on a daily basis still, because I'm always growing, right? So I always want to understand like what's going on in my mind. Like, what do I really believe? What do I really feel? Where am I holding back? Like, and we learn to do it without judgment. It's just an observation. Like, oh shit, this was lurking in my subconscious. Okay, cool. So now I know it's there. So now I'm going to reframe it, change it, and then focus on where I want to go. Boom. Okay. So the next one, number three, surrender the path. So surrendering the how. Right now, this is going to be really challenging. This has been a real theme for people in my life at the moment. And this is where I'm going to say, I want you to develop a spiritual life, like a connection to God, however that looks for you. Because when you really build that bond and that connection, and you start to understand how loved you are and how chosen you are and how protected you are, and that actually everything's always working out. Like if you look around, you never ever actually went without, right? Even all these fears that we have about, oh my God, we're going to, whatever, worst case scenario stuff, we always survive, right? So there is absolutely, like we're absolutely loved and we're absolutely protected. And because this desire has been put on you for a reason, it's absolutely going to come to pass if you move on it. Like it's literally God's will that you are successful at this thing. It's why you desire it. It's of the Father, right? So you've got the support of God with you on this. So this is really important because there are so many moments on this path where you've created the goal, you've started moving towards it, you're taking the inspired action, but there's a lot of void time where you can't really see how it's going to work out, where it requires a lot of faith because you start seeing the things that are not in alignment get ripped out, like certain people might leave your life, certain things might crumble. I know when I was rewiring my beliefs around money, I had 3 cars break down in like a 6-week period. Like it was just ridiculous. And it was to reflect back to me, my belief systems around money, my fear around money, right? So it can be there can be moments where it's brutal like that, but then you get the payoff. But it's like, we have to be able to stick at it, the faith thing in the moment. And for me, like, having this relationship with God is just, it helps me to surrender and trust that, like, I don't have to figure it out. I take my action. I do my work to, you know, keep my mind and my spirit like as clean and as focused as possible. And I take the inspired action. But when I find myself leaning too much into control and like trying to figure it all out and make it happen, no. And you can tell the difference between inspired action because it feels good, it feels productive, it feels, you know, you feel happy and energized by it. And then when you get into that control energy, it's like anxiety and fear. And whenever I do that, I notice I've always jumped into my head. And remember, your head only knows the past. So it's trying to make future decisions based on the past, which doesn't work. So in those moments, I will always stop. I will come back into my body. I will literally surrender. I'll be like, God, I give this to you. Like, I surrender this to you. I will relax. I'll come back into the present. And then I will wait for the urge, the inspired urge, no matter what that looks like. And that can be so not what you expect. It can be like, you need to get up and go for a walk. You need to go and do your laundry, Monica. Go and do your dishes, go and do like get some groceries and like tidy up the kitchen. It's like you're literally making space for these things to come in, right? Whatever that is, it's up to us to have the courage to trust. And so having this relationship with God is much easier to build when things are easy, right? Because when you're having those challenging moments where your faith is really tested, it'll be easy to give in to fear. But when you can surrender and trust and know that you're protected and know that you're loved, and you can combine this with other modalities that will help to calm your nervous system, the ones that I talk about all the time, EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique, which search on YouTube, and also like hypnotherapy. And I'm trained in both these modalities because they are so effective, and these are things that I use with my clients. Because it works at the subconscious level. So if we've got our subconscious is freaking out because we're in this unknown space, sitting around going, oh no, all is well, when our nervous system is freaking out, is not useful, right?
Like when my three cars broke down and I had no money and I almost like got kicked out of my house at the same time and I lost my job. This all happened within like a 6 week period. Sitting around going, all is well. that wasn't going to work, right? It forced me to go so deep into, holy shit, what am I learning here? Like, what is being reflected back to me? Oh my God, I have all this fear around money. I need to rewire my beliefs. And I went through this process, deciding what I want, getting clear on what I want, surrendering the outcome, working on my subconscious beliefs with hypnotherapy and EFT to calm my nervous system. So in those moments, I could calm myself, because actually, believe it or not, we don't actually need the circumstance to change for us to feel better. We need to create, we can create that calm within ourselves and then the circumstance will change, right? It all happens within us first, right? Remember, because your mind is filtering your reality for what you believe. So when you believe, it's okay, I'm safe, okay, cool, then your brain can start, your mind can start bringing evidence of that to you. But if you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die under a bridge and everything's wrong, everything sucks and everything's terrible, you're not going to be attracting good things, right? So it all starts within us. It is so important that we are going internal. And like, look at everything that I've said here, very little. Like, action, yes, the next step we're going to talk about is inspired action. But so much of this is actually about your internal state, because 80% of your success is psychology. 80%, 80% is what's going on in your head. And when we think about your mind, and 95% of that is subconscious, doesn't it make sense that we would focus the majority of your effort into aligning your mind and your belief system and your state with the things that you want? So that then you get these inspired thoughts. I'm going to read that book. I'm going to do that course. I'm going to start this. I'm going to do that. And it's in alignment with your belief, because your conscious and your subconscious mind are working together. You don't have this tug of war going on. So the next thing, right? Okay. Number four is take inspired action, which means that you've got to move, right? Like, you have to move, but I want you to do this from an inspired place. Not from, oh, I should do this. I saw someone else do this, so I think I should do this. No, it's really about learning to trust your own knowing, your own intuition. Now, here's the thing. I can't stand people that teach a one-size-fits-all approach, because every single person is different. Every single person's needs are different, because everyone has a different belief system, a different nervous system, right? So everyone has different triggers and different fears. And so it doesn't work. It's such an individualized process, which is why I teach the mind. So because everyone's mind works the same way, but we apply things differently based on your specific needs, right? Your specific fears or whatever. So coming back to number four, you're going to take the inspired action. And so I also want to clarify here, this doesn't always mean that it's going to be easy, right? Case in point, this podcast. I had this thought, right? I need to start a podcast. And then I wanted to vomit, but I couldn't get it out of my head, right? And all these things happened. The person I was going to do it with fell through. Thank God, because honestly, we're not even friends anymore. And I was like, oh shit, so should I do it by myself? I did it. The first couple, I honestly wanted to throw up. And then it was so scary, but it was inspired, right? I knew it was for me, but it was scary as hell. And then when it went on the radio, that was like another level, another layer of fear, because it triggered my fear of being seen and being rejected and all these sorts of things. So I had to expand myself alongside the goal. It was still inspired, but it was scary, right? So I don't want you to be like, oh, it doesn't feel easy or inspired, so I'm not going to take action. It's not about that. This is really about building a relationship with yourself where you can call yourself out when you're like sabotaging, but also honoring your own knowing, right? And this is a bit of a dance. Okay, so lastly, let's close out quickly. Number five is keep an eye out for that resistance and self-sabotage. Like I said, this is really important. And this is why we need mindset practices. We need meditation practices. We need God practices, spiritual practices, prayer practices, whatever really resonates with you and helps you with that connection, it's so important, because if you don't know what's going on within you, you have no control. You have no power. Remember, 95% of your mind is subconscious. So you've got to explore, like reflect. Why am I acting like this? Why am I doing this? Like, what's going on here? Because remember, your subconscious mind is there for your safety. Okay, so again, at a really practical level, I've just had a massive breakthrough around business in the last like couple of days. And the resistance building up to that was insane. And what would happen is every time I'd sit down to do this thing, I'd get super tired, like so exhausted. And I noticed it over a period of days, like, what the heck? This is literally my mind being like, no, we feel more comfortable here in the known than for you to actually break through. So what I did is I utilized hypnotherapy to create safety in my mind, right? I have a safety for success hypnosis that my one-on-one clients get when they sign up. And I use that. So when I'm teaching my subconscious, it is safe. I'm safe. And then I also use a lot of EFT tapping. So working on the fear to calm my nervous system to feel safe. And then guess what? Boom, breakthrough. Because I changed my internal world, my external world must reflect that. But it's really uncomfortable. And it'll be very easy to be like, oh, am I getting sick or what's going on? No, it's my mind quietly self-sabotaging in an attempt to keep me safe. It's really always trying to self-protect, right? So I don't like using the word self-sabotage in terms of like a shameful word, but understanding that that is what's happening. And it's only because I meditate, it's only because I sat with that and I said, what's going on here? And I explored it, that I could unearth that. That's the key. Okay, so just to wrap up, you guys, number one, you're going to decide what you want specifically. You're going to go through and create those goals that we talked about. You're going to look at how this fits with your current life, and is there any part of you that doesn't actually feel safe to have these new things that you've asked for? Okay, so identifying your current belief systems and where you're at now, and then surrendering to the path, learning to faith it, learning to trust the process, learning to surrender, and then taking the inspired action, and lastly, keeping an eye out on that resistance and self-sabotage, self-protect stuff. And this is life now, my friends. And because every time we level up, we're going to have resistance come up. And you get very good at navigating this stuff. And it becomes easier and easier the more that you go. Because you go, oh, there's some fear here. Whereas in the beginning, it's like, oh my God, there's fear, I'm going to die. And then you're like, oh, here's some fear, okay. What's this showing me? Oh, I don't feel safe about this. Okay, and then you can work through that belief. So I hope this was useful for you guys. I'd love to hear your aha moments. But this, when you apply this, this will change everything. This will drastically change your entire life. And if you want deeper support, you can work with me one-on-one. I have single sessions available that are like focused around a specific issue. Or you can work with me on a monthly basis where we totally go through this in a way deeper way, and I will help you level up so quickly. And also I have my self-study program Untamed, which is a journaling program. So that will take you through awareness and self-forgiveness. It helps you understand like what your mind does, where you've been getting stuck, and then what to do moving forward, actually creating a plan. And lastly, my I Am Worthy Beyond Measure hypnosis, which if that's something that you've got going on right now, a feeling of like not being worthy, not being good enough, that's going to help you at the subconscious level to reprogram that, which obviously makes it easier to move forward. That is enough from me. I hope this was useful, my friends. I will see you next week.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here, and please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at The Monica Ferguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.